Scott, this is Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Tracy G.
And we have a special guest with us today for lip service.
Hi, I'm Mary Jean. I'll get into it.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. She said, I'll get into it.
Right now, I'm like super laid back.
All right. You used to smoking weed or something?
Yeah.
I could tell.
Nice. Getting here and I was like,
isn't that stressful? It's a Friday. It's a rush hour.
It is, but then it just, you know.
All right. Well, we have a couple of things that we want to talk about now. We start the show every week now with a different tip. So this week, our tip is going to be how to have a proper one night stand. Okay. Mm. Now, what is a tip? What would you say, Mary Jean, is your number one tip for having a one night stand?
Don't put them in your phone book.
Okay. So do you know their name and you just don't put it in? No, number, nothing?
I'll get a name. But once you put somebody in your phone and it's good, you're always going to want to call them. Or right.
Drunk text?
Yeah, one of those.
All right, Stephanie, one night stand. What's your number one rule?
Well, number one rule for me for one night, I never had a one night stand.
If you had to give somebody advice and was saying this is a rule for one night stands.
I don't know. Don't use a condom.
Use a condom is a good rule. I don't know you.
Yeah. I don't know. One time. Use a condom and don't do oral because that's raw sex. So just have sex intercourse. No with a condom.
I always thought one night stand was a time to really get loose though and do everything.
Yeah, but you can't be sucking dick in a one night stand. It's raw. You're putting all your germs in there in your mouth.
Yeah. So no right? kissing.
No kissing, especially. Damn. Yuck.
It's harsh.
I agree. Right?
No yeah. kissing in a one night stand.
No oral, no kissing.
Can he give you oral?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's good. Depends how drunk I am.
Yeah. Right.
I wanted to have a one night stand.
Tracy.
It ended up turning into like
a relationship.
21 night stand.
A long term relationship.
Like, damn, bro, you still here? But honestly, I only did it because our connection was so strong and it really felt beyond the flesh. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Mm-hmm. Let me act like an adult for once. Right. But I would say, beyond staying, you know, protected, mm-hmm. don't do it in your hometown.
Ooh, right.
Because it will always travel behind you. You know what
But what
I mean?
If you're at a hotel? I mean, we're in New York City. Everything happens here.
No, but even still, because you're going to go on Instagram, you're going to go on Facebook, and the 6 degrees of separation with you and your one night stand are going to get your ass in trouble. Mm-hmm. Sincerely. Because you probably don't want anyone else knowing it. So in order to control the narrative, they've got to be somewhere else. You got to have like, you know, a situationship that's in a completely different state, mm-hmm. or have it while you're vacationing in a different country. So it can just be left as a memory that's not coming into the present all the time.
Okay.
I met this one guy that I think it was supposed to be a one night stand, but we had like this amazing sex and I'm not going to lie. We went raw the whole time. Everything was nuts. We ruined the hotel room.
Literally,
it was crazy. It was a mess. But I ended up being with him for a year,
And now he's
damn.
In jail.
Nice. So you went raw the first time you had sex, and you
first
just knew.
I mean, we only knew each other for a couple hours.
Damn,
so what made you? What was it?
And I'm telling you, the next day when we left each other, I was like, this guy gave me AIDS.
did he pull out at least? Did he pull out?
No, it was crazy.
What? Okay, I would say
the worst thing ever. Don't ever do that.
Yes, no exchanging of bodily fluids.
Yeah, but we ended up being together for like a whole year. We definitely were together. We were boyfriend and girl.
That was
like,
the right person to do that with.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we had that undeniable connection. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, we had to. Like, there was no other way to go about it.
Wow. See, so that dispels that myth that if you meet a guy and you have sex with him the first night, he doesn't take you seriously.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of people.
Yeah, no, that I know a lot of people have done that. Yeah,
but not when you're younger.
On the first date.
On the first date?
Yeah, I think that's why I'm single, but I'm okay with that because I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going with the flow when it comes to sex. But mm-hmm. yeah, you shouldn't really have a one night like.
It should be a 3-night stand at least.
Yeah.
a week night stand, you know?
Never works out.
So you enjoy having sex on the first date, but how does that work? Do you initiate it? Are you aggressive?
I can be if I'm attracted to the person. Mm-hmm. It's either I'm doing it or I'm just going home, you know?
You said I'm doing it or I'm just going home.
Yeah, like if I'm on that one first date, it's like, okay, we're going to sleep. if we're not going to sleep, I'm just going to go home and we're never going to like speak to each other again.
See, some guys try to think that if they don't come on too strong and they try to be chivalrous and polite, but that doesn't work with you. If they're like, no, I'm going to, you know, really get to know you first and court you.
No, because then I feel like I'm getting turned down because...
But that doesn't feel like a challenge if somebody's turning you down?
No, I don't want a challenge. I want someone to be like open with me and just tell me, this is what I want. Okay, let's hook up. And that's it.
Okay.
So you pretty much wouldn't date somebody that you're not sexually attracted to.
Yeah, no.
Now, what makes you sexually attracted to somebody though? How much is it looks or is it power? What is it?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Mm. Are you sexually attracted ever to people that are unattractive? Like just not good looking?
Right.
Yeah. And then I sober up and I'm like, what the fuck did I just do? And then I feel disgusted and I just want to go home and shower. But that happened on Monday.
On Monday?
I'm still thinking about it. It's Friday. I'm like, fuck.
That happens to me. I fall in love with personalities a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go to a bar with the person and I'll just be in public. And I'm like, damn, you're not the guy that I would naturally gravitate towards.
I'm embarrassed to be here with you.
Yeah. And it's painful. And I think it's important to, once you start dating someone and it's off of personality, you can't be locked into your own world. Like you have to see that person in public to really confirm you want to be with them.
But when do you say I'm going to introduce somebody to my parents?
To parents?
You're having raw sex.
That was her first night.
Did you meet his parents?
Yeah, I met his parents. I met his wife.
Stop.
Okay, wait a second.
As she rummages through her bag. When did you find out he had a wife?
I didn't find out he had a wife until like maybe 7 months into our relationship.
By him telling you or you like?
No, by her home? Calling me and being like, hey, let's go to lunch.
Huh?
So she trying to like initiate you into the relationship?
Concubine.
And I'm like, what? Like, I don't want to go to lunch with you because I don't really care to speak to you about
anything. Did she want you to be like their girlfriend?
No, she wanted to talk to me and explain to me their situation, that they've been together for a long time and they have a couple kids because I didn't even know he had any kids.
Damn.
And
see what happens when you have raw, amazing sex the first night?
The first night. It's never going to work.
Wow.
So I did meet up with the woman and...
Damn, you went to lunch with her? Did you bring a gun?
Nah, I brought security. No, I did bring security. Because I'm not gonna fight a girl. Right. I would let my security beat her up really fast.
Oh my God.
But anyway, you know, she like showed me pictures of them living together. Cause he had two homes. This guy's from LA. He had like a house in one part of the town and then another house where I would stay.
Oh, okay. So he had like the
honeycomb hideout. Yeah. And then his family home. And, you know, she showed
knew
me
what
pictures.
He was doing.
She showed me text messages. She called him in front of me.
Damn.
You know? That's why. But you said that was at 7 months, but you stayed with him for a year.
I did. I stood with him because after that, she was like, I'm not going to be with him anymore. So you can be with him if you want.
Damn.
She was like, I just wanted to let you know what was going on.
Okay.
People always say that you should just be honest with somebody.
Oh, but today, in the year 2015, they are still together. Whoa. They just had another baby.
Okay.
They got four kids.
Congratulations.
So you really helped mend that relationship.
I fixed it.
You were the glue.
Exactly. I fixed
That's
it.
That's bananas.
I couldn't take it. Like, I'm real big on trust. And again, he is, well, I did cheat on him too.
Well,
too.
There it is.
Mm.
I think Ralph is like the only guy I never cheated on
in
like years since like my first boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, Tracy G has cheating issues as well. So
yeah. And I think it was just all, like I was telling Angela, it's just backup plans. Also just thrill. I was a big time like thrill seeker, but I wouldn't cheat with like
multiple guys.
While I was in one relationship, it was just
Not multiple. It's not like I got another
relationship.
Yeah,
it's like I got my man over here. I'm gonna start another relationship because why not?
Now let me ask you this: if you in your relationship, would you rather your boyfriend cheat on you with just one girl consistently or with a bunch of different women?
Mm.
I would rather my man not cheat on me at all.
Of course,
if he has to pick between those two, what's worse?
If I had to pick between those two, I would rather him just be fucking a whole bunch of different bitches.
Right.
Mary Jean, what do you say to that?
I agree.
I don't want you to have feelings for this other idiot that you're fucking with.
This other idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think for me, if it was one girl, it would have to be because that chick was like sucking his big toe so good. Like something big, that I
something that I'm not doing. She's sticking the fingers.
Does anybody in here suck toes? No. Anybody? I didn't raise my hand because I do. I don't. But I'm just wondering if anyone else does. No?
Yeah, no. I can't do feet or hands.
I do love feet.
I like hands.
You can't do hands. What do you mean?
You like hands. Like when they're like trying to suck your stick their
I like when a guy's fucking me from behind, like, you know, in that position.
And then he
where
puts his finger
up
in your mouth.
Knees and your back is up, you know, off your elbow. And he like comes from around. And
yeah.
That's hot. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I like the choking.
Mm-hmm. I like
a little.
I like
not
that
too
lot.
Much. Yeah. You like the hair pulling?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
A lot.
Choking, hair nice. Pulling, but you're not putting his fingers in your mouth.
Yeah, no. Or toes.
No digits, basically. That's what they call it. No digits.
I feel like hair pulling is like a throwback Thursday now. I think guys are just so caught up in this fact that women love being choked that they don't really think about
Oh, just
hair.
So you guys know, all women don't love being choked, okay?
Angela doesn't
like being choked.
not a choking.
I just want to put that out there.
A grazing of the neck. Not like, all right, I'm about to die.
I don't like being slapped either.
I love it. I love it.
She likes me. Yeah. Me and Stephanie are opposites.
Yeah.
I like making
not so
love.
Much outfit. I like making love too.
Right.
Angela's just a little more
I'm
secretive
gentle.
About
like,
her
I like
freaky
gentle
stuff.
Things though. I'm not gonna I like things like nice and soft. I don't like anything like, you know, pulling my hair is fine, but I don't like being hurt at all.
Yeah.
No, I don't like for anything like, to sting. I don't want you to slap me so hard that it stings.
Right, yeah, right.
No.
Right? I don't like that all the time though, because I like to enjoy the moment.
You like being spanked.
I like being spanked, but not all the time.
Yeah.
Only when I'm naughty.
Yeah, it can't be like...
Only when I'm on like Xanax or alcohol.
Were you already numb? That's true.
What about you, Mary Jean? Now, being that you're a porn star, right? Do you think that people have really high expectations when you're in the bedroom? Like they want you to do some crazy shit?
No, I think they pretty know I'm like a lazy fuck.
You're lazy?
But it's still really good because I'll move here and there. But when I do, it's exciting. Wow. So they're like, oh, I know what you're about. So I just kind of...
They know what to expect already.
Yeah. Okay. But
I can't believe you
fun.
Said you're a lazy fuck.
She's proud too. So you have sex with like your fans?
No.
Per se.
No.
Oh.
That's prostitution.
Not if you don't get paid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So how do you find a guy?
And
when you find him, are you like, well, just so you know, like I would assume that guys might see you and if they're familiar with your work, is that a plus or a minus?
I try not to pay attention to it because they're going to think I just want to suck their dick for like 9 hours.
Right. You're like, no, that is work.
That's like 5 hours. I'll do it. But I don't know. It's always through mutual friends. It okay. just happens. Mm.
I saw you giving some blowjob lessons on the Sway in the Morning show with Tracy G.
I actually
had a chance to look at that. I think women always need to get extra tips, you know, because sometimes you learn something that you never would have thought of doing.
Right.
What are your tips? What do you think?
Stephanie's like, I didn't see it. What's your tips? Stephanie thinks she's a blowjob expert, so she's looking. It's
I think
a competition
I'm pretty
here.
Nice.
Okay.
I think
do
I'm
you like
pretty
it?
Nice. I love it. I really like sucking dick a lot.
Okay. Do you prefer having like sex, like intercourse or oral sex?
I prefer to suck dick than get my pussy eaten.
Okay.
Because most guys don't know how to do it. Yeah. And it's a little frustrating always having to teach them.
Yeah.
You know? But if you have somebody that does it well, then...
And now if somebody does it well, I can't say that I prefer one or the other because I really, 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 really like sucking dick a lot.
Mm-hmm. I don't like 69s. I'll say that.
I don't like 69 too much either.
I feel like you should concentrate on one thing at a time.
Right, you gotta get your multitasking game up.
No, I think during sex it's nice to work on one thing at a time because sometimes like I'm trying to concentrate on what you're doing so I can't concentrate on what you're doing to me. And then the positioning is sometimes not that incredible.
Maybe it's because I get a little competitive, so I like it. So in my mind, it's like,
ready,
okay,
set, go.
Yeah, it's like, who's going to come first?
I always do 69, but I don't like it. But yeah, I just kind of do it, you know, you're going with it.
Yeah.
I mean, we do it.
But
I agree with that. Like, hey, if we're doing it, let's do it. I'm not going to be like, no, I don't like it. No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that we do that we don't particularly, like, care for.
I don't know. It feels good, though, when you think about it. You ever think about, like, when you're trying to come and you want something in your mouth because you don't want to always scream? And just imagine, like, having a dick and trying to come. It feels like when you're coming, it's...
Yep.
It's like a stronger calm.
Yeah.
As long as they don't put something in your mouth that's a toe or a finger.
Exactly. It's different because your dick would be slippery. So it'd be like...
But how can you come from sex while somebody has a dick in your mouth? Because when their dick be...
Well, 69.
Oh, 69. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I could ever come from a 69.
Wow.
I don't feel like it's... I feel like it's hard for me to come sitting on a guy's face.
Yeah, that's hard too. That angle is an awkward angle.
Like I like to be on my back.
I like to lay down.
And I don't want my legs up. Like guys always want to like do extra shit and put a leg up and like just calm down.
Even pussies are very basic things. Stop trying to do extra shit.
Stop trying to turn it into something
sexual
extra.
Olympics business.
But you know, as far as sucking dick, you know, I like it. Like right now, I don't think I would be as good as I usually am because I know my throat is closing up because I haven't been sucking dick.
So
as
do you give
often.
A warning if you're not at your, you know, tip top shape?
Yeah, I don't think I'm like not A1 right now.
That's stupid.
Aww, that's very
because
considerate.
I feel like you have to train your throat, you know, for it to really take a dick in the back of it.
Okay,
is that you're a porn star? What do you think? You feel like it's just natural? You can either deep throat or not?
It depends the size, you know. If it's a really big dick and it's a cold day, you're not going to fucking swallow his dick.
Right.
It's a cold day.
Right. I feel like when my man was around, I feel like, you know, I was able to go off. Like I could take his dick in the back of my throat, no problem. I feel like today... If I tried, I would like get
the hole closed
a little.
Up.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like the hole closed
up. But you
up
gotta
a
go
bit.
Like inch by inch. Like you kind of train your throat
exactly.
to get used to it.
Do you think you could come from sucking dick?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Because
I
love it.
Yeah. I do love it. I could come from sucking dick if I'm playing with myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But not just naturally. I would be faking it.
You're gonna say, Mary Jean, you can come from sucking dick?
Yeah, and you can try to squirt too while you're trying to do it. It's kind of exciting because, I don't know, it's kind of weird. You just have to kind of squat down and suck on it and then...
Go ahead, tell
I guess you can kind of play with yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a vibrator and sucking dick, I'll definitely squirt while I'm sucking dick for sure.
Okay,
both of y'all can squirt. Sure.
Yeah,
I've learned how to squirt.
You don't think
can you tell us how to do it?
Yeah.
Because I thought everybody couldn't do it.
I think everybody can.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm a learner.
So how did you learn how to squirt? Like what?
Yeah.
Give us these lessons.
Some guy just shoved his finger up my pussy and kind of curved it like.
Yeah, the water
and
button.
And just kind of go, I can't eat.
How long did
it take? The water button. It's like behind your clitoris.
And that's why I always say that fingering's important.
Yeah.
You can feel it. Yeah.
The water button. I made myself squirt the other day, but it didn't work out.
No, you can do it with a certain vibrator for yourself. Yeah.
But it's deep in there, right?
It's not. No, it's not deep in there. It's right. Okay. You.
She's like,
and do you need to drink like mad water beforehand?
You should.
No, it comes out natural.
Drink water.
Okay.
It'll make it easier. It'll make it easier.
But then it's
but like, it is natural. Like, it's pee.
It is pee. It is a form
it's
of
It's clear pee.
Pee,
and it doesn't smell like pee
like
either.
Like pool water.
Yeah.
But it's like a, there's a button, you can feel it. You can feel like the, it's like a water balloon behind your clitoris. Like, you know, your clitoris is on the top.
Right.
You know, on the outside.
So basically a guy has to finger you in order for you to squirt though.
Yeah, but he has to hit that wall in the inside.
Because he can't do it with
it has
his penis.
Or have a really big dick and just kind of
a big dick does it too. Yes,
you know?
Yes.
That was rocking.
We got a big puddle in the bed with a big dick.
And anal. Even though I've never done anal, but I heard anal makes you squirt a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You don't want to do anal?
I want to do anal so bad.
Don't you get paid more as a porn star for anal?
I guess, but asshole is not worth it. You know,
like, it's not worth it.
Like, I want to give my asshole virginity to, like, I want to give it to a guy I care. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't care when I first lost my virginity.
How old were you?
Like 16. Mm-hmm. And it was like to a girl, so it doesn't count. Mm-hmm. It's not nothing. I can be like, oh, it was romantic or, oh my
God.
You
lost your virginity to a girl. That's not really for real.
Well, yeah.
Did you break your hymen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So well, then you did.
Yeah.
She was fisting you? Damn.
No, fingers. Right. It was really exciting though. I had fun.
I've had fun too.
But I can never go back and be like, oh my God, I loved the guy. Or I didn't even like the girl, you know? Mm-hmm. I was horny that day, I guess.
Okay.
I was learning about myself.
What about with a guy? So when did you do with a guy after that?
I just had sex with him like every day when I first discovered dick because it was so good. I was like, what the fuck was I missing out? Like, you know?
A lot of people had the opposite experience. The first time they had sex, it wasn't that good.
Oh, no, no, no. Mine was actually really good.
Mine was terrible.
Me too, me too. My first time having sex with a guy was nice because he really prepared it, you know? Like, he made it really wet and he ate my pussy a lot and, you know, it was nice and romantic. It didn't hurt, you know what I mean? It was
nice. I thought you were going to mention, like, candles. He prepared like dinner.
He prepared her vaginas. He did actually put candles and rose petals and all that. It was cute.
What was his name?
Wait, Anthony.
Oh, okay. What are you gonna say? Don't what?
Don't say his name. But no, okay, like
a while ago,
he's probably in a mental institution right
say
now.
Okay.
Yeah, he went psycho. Crazy. He tried to kill himself a couple times.
What?
Yeah, he was crazy.
God bless him.
But he was good in bed.
But I was only 13 years old. Look what the shit he was doing for
and
me.
He was
crazy.
How old? He was
probably like 23.
Oh, all right. Wow. Well, he was crazy.
He was psycho. What are you doing having sex with a 13-year-old?
But how'd you meet him? How's a 13-year-old meet a 23-year-old?
Because I was in this junior high school in the Lower East Side here in New York City. And there was like a drug dealer's like hangout right across the street.
Yeah.
That's how I met him.
A 13-year-old and a 23-year-old. He's sick.
He's sick.
He should be in a mental institution.
No, I really think he is today in a mental institution.
No, so you said you want to give your anal virginity to somebody you care about.
Yeah.
And love. You want it to be a man or a woman?
Man.
I don't know. Hey. You might want another thing. But you put...
No.
Your fingers are fine.
You see, that's the thing. I don't really like getting finger when I'm having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it just feels a little weird. I feel like they're always searching for gold. They're not doing it the right way. Mm. I'm already letting you eat me out, pound me
letting
out.
Letting you.
Well, yeah, because...
It's a treat.
I feel like it's a treat to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as I love having sex, mm-hmm. I do want to enjoy it with even my one night stand, like we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
have you tried anal? Have you tried to let somebody put their dick in?
It kind of slipped and I screamed
it
and
was
I got
horrible.
Really no, it wasn't. I didn't like it.
You have to go
so violated.
Like, why are you doing this to me?
But no, they say you have to use lube when you do anal. You have to.
Okay.
You can't do it dry.
It's just is constantly putting you in like a state of paranoia. So it's like between pleasure than paranoia because you're like, oh wow, I feel like I'm gonna have a different type of orgasm. Oh wow, I think I'm gonna have a different form of diarrhea.
So it's you like
a lot
it?
Going on. Okay. The last time I had anal sex was maybe like 10 years ago.
Damn.
13 years ago. That was with my first love, the person that I gave my virginity to. And I just wanted
y'all
to
did it all.
Yeah. Try out everything in a sense. And his penis. Dang, he might watch this. All right. It was a good size for anal. You know what I mean?
For anal. So it was small.
Nice.
No, that's what that means. When somebody says his penis was a good size for anal, that means it was small.
He's about to get married. So his penis works for somebody. That's all that really
he
matters.
Had a small dick. And I always say small dicks are great for anal. You don't want no big dick the first time you try to do
it. But
anal.
It didn't make me want to continue doing it. But I think a little like finger action is okay. Not to the point like, your knuckle shouldn't be all the way in there, but just a little like flirtation.
Now, Stephanie, you had something that you texted me about.
Oh my God.
So tell me about this because I never heard of this before and I want to hear if you guys are familiar with this.
I invited my like best friend over and she has like a guy best friend mm-hmm. and he was telling me that he got this text message and it's like these little spa places. And for $60, they give you a shower, a sponge bath, and then they let you fuck or they'll suck you
for $60.
How long is it?
It's an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So you get a sponge bath.
You get a
sponge
bath.
Which, by the way, sounds gross because that bathtub is probably so disgusting.
Disgusting.
And it's a reused sponge. Let's talk about it.
It's a cesspool.
But people do it.
No, he's like, I'm about to go tomorrow.
To the sponge bath, please?
Yeah, he's like, and in the text message it says, we have new, young, lovely girls.
Ugh. And then they're not getting paid that much because you got to think, they get a small portion of the money that they have to give up.
$60. My taxi to come to work is more than $60. What are you going to do with $60?
Would you be disgusted if you were dating a guy and you knew he went to the sponge bath place?
Absolutely. Because I know like any speckle of nastiness, of filth is going to be on my own skin. And then I'm thinking to myself like, okay, what are you doing when you're not with me?
Right.
Like, what the hell is going on? And then what are you planning for me to do with you later down the line?
How come women don't never have to pay for sex and guys always have to pay for stuff?
And that was my question. My question was, if a woman goes in there, is she going to get a sponge bath and get like...
Yeah.
Get like her pussy in or something? Mm-hmm. Like do women do that? He's like, no, girls don't go.
Right. They opened up that stud
farm
or whatever.
This man is married. He's not married. Excuse me. He is engaged. He says he loves his girlfriend so much. This is the woman of his dreams. He wants to have 15 children.
Some women
with her.
Think that men paying for sex is not cheating.
That's what I asked him. I said, "Do you feel like you're cheating on this woman because you're going?" Because he and I were not, we're not friends. Like we're cool,
right?
But he's best friends with my best friend, and you know, I asked him. I'm like, "How often are you doing this?"
Is that cheating, Mary Jean, paying for guys paying for sex? Some guys look at that, it's like, oh, I'm not cheating. I'm just paying for a service, and then it's not like no emotional connection.
Not if you go with the girl. Like, I've had ex-boyfriends where I'll go, like, I went to a spa once. They had a happy ending. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to provide service for me.
What? No happy ending for you?
Yeah, no. But they did it to him and he was like right next to me because we had a couple's room. What? And I was like, hey. So they just gave me a massage and I looked. But it was like one of those freaky nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
If you're there, it's fine. And you're part of it.
So I guess
did she do it better than you?
I have no idea. She was Japanese and I kind of looked the other way to try to be
like... Oh, you didn't even want
to
look.
No, I just heard a lot of sucking and of course I glimpsed here and there, but I really didn't care. Plus, I didn't care for him like that. So
you were like, whatever, yeah, get your happy
ending. I went like this, so I was like, okay.
But if that was your man, would you be okay with that?
Yeah,
like,
I
mean, that you
be there.
Cared about.
Yeah.
But if you're not there, you're not okay
with that. That's cheating.
Okay.
And that's wrong.
That's worse. Angela, that's like a next level of cheating because a guy can already have detached sex very easily. You know what I mean? More easily than the average woman. And then now you're paying for it. You're taking out of like our dating jar.
Our dating jar.
The money that goes towards like our nights on the town to pay for a chick.
But what if he has a lot of money so it doesn't matter?
And for me, my question was, is this something that you're missing in your relationship? Like, do you want your wife to be like, hey, babe, I read your bath. Let me give you a sponge bath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we could suck and fuck each other. You know what I mean? Like, is that? And he's like, I wouldn't want my girl to do that.
And
I'm like,
ask you this.
Is there something? Am I missing something? Did I not? Is Ralph in jail because I didn't give him a sponge bath?
That has nothing to do with him being in jail, okay? Now, let me ask you this. Could you see yourself with one guy for the rest of your life?
Me?
Everybody, not just you, Stephanie.
That used to be my number one fear.
Could you see yourself with one guy, one penis, every day for the rest of your life?
Yes, I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm done with dating. I'm tired of it. I don't want to get to know people. I don't want to find out that this guy has a wife. I don't want to find out that you don't brush your teeth before you go to sleep. I don't
brush your teeth.
I don't want to get to know anybody. I don't want to teach anybody anything. I'm good. I feel like I don't want to. I want to be with one man and that's it. I'm good. That's why I don't even want to add bodies. I don't want to have sex with anybody new.
Well, you're lazy, Mary Jean, because you see yourself with one penis for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'll be happy with one penis.
Yeah. Would you retire, you think? Like if the right guy came along and he was like, I don't want you doing no more movies, nothing.
I don't know. I try to think about that, but not really. Maybe if I have kids, but I don't know because every day I change my mind about it. So,
mm-hmm. If he had a lot of money, he was like, "You ain't got to do no more work. I just want you to lay up and chill."
I'll go crazy, and that means he'll have a headache every day, so he wouldn't want that. I don't know. I'm not one to stay still too much. So,
you do porno because you enjoy it. You enjoy having sex. You enjoy the cameras. You enjoy the money.
Well, I enjoy the traveling, going back and forth. Like every time I go out and I shoot somewhere, it's like exciting. It's always something. Oh my God, I have to like stop what I'm doing and go off and shoot and come because there's no sex going on in my life. Mm. And it seems like that was the only sex at that time when I was shooting.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a real connection with the guys that you're on camera with where you might want to take it further?
Yeah, I did once. And then I couldn't even try to... It was too good. Like his dick was just too good.
Nice.
Like he harassed me about doing anal and I was like, I thought about it.
You're
like, maybe.
And then I was like, wait, then there's going to be money involved and then it's just not going to mean anything. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, no, but his dick was so good.
Right. That's a connection.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Slab God.
Yeah.
He was a slab god.
Like I melted. I was like, I can't even do it.
Is that the only person that ever happened to you with?
No, there's always been like, I guess I get like one good one once a month. I don't know. There's always that one dick that just makes me.
Tell us out of all the guys you've been with. So I need a name of who was the best so we can look at his porn.
Sharon Lee.
What's his name?
Kieran Lee.
A guy?
Yeah.
Kieran Lee?
Yeah.
Kira?
Kieran. Yeah. K-E-I. I'm trying to spell his name right now.
Like, go to Pornhub.com. Do a quick search.
His dick is really big and it's juicy. And and he's nice.
Hold on. I'm looking it up right now.
Black guy, white guy. What's his nationality?
He bought you a Red Bull. Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to look him up. Like Kieran
What's
Lee.
His nationality?
He's from London, I believe.
He's white?
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. So you see a difference in the way like races have sex, like in the way a white guy, a black guy. I don't know if you've been with an Asian guy.
I have.
Oh, here
he
is.
Small.
Yeah.
But then is that true?
Well, the one I did try to hook up with was small, but then I touched another Asian guy and his dick was big. And I was like, hey, are you mixed?
Yeah.
But he wasn't, so... I don't know.
Oh, look
maybe
at this
they can
guy.
Have big dicks.
You want to see him?
Yeah.
It's very I've good never looking. Been with an Asian guy
oh, wow.
in my whole life.
Is he part Indian?
No, let's see.
Let me see. Maybe that's not him. Hold on. Let me go look him up again.
But that was a good looking dude if that was really him.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's wrong. Kieran Lee. No, but this has to be him right here. This is his Twitter. You know, everybody's going to go look him up right now.
His dick is like in short for 1 mil. Yeah, that's him.
Let me see. I want to see it.
And he's so nice.
He's actually a pretty handsome guy. I'm not going to lie.
And there was another one too. Chris Stroke. Ooh.
Not Chris Stokes.
Not to be confused.
Chris Stokes.
Chris.
He's good.
All right. This guy, he is mixed. He's Indian. He's English.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, look at that. You didn't even know that about him.
He had a big dick.
She's like, that's the most important quality.
Has anything ever been so, a dick ever been so big that you couldn't have sex?
Yeah. And then I just like stopped talking to him.
You were traumatized?
It was really big. And then I think he wanted me just to kind of perform like anal sex on him. Like, with my hands.
Well, he wanted you to finger his butt?
Like, fist his butt.
And
his dick was so big. So I was like, I don't know.
So did you do it?
Yeah.
So you fisted his butt. Now, did it go in easily?
No, it took me 3 fingers at first. And then I was just like, whoop, right away. But he was super clean. So I was like, okay. And then there was this other guy where I tried to do it. And I was like, it smelled. And then learned something. But these are life lessons.
No,
didn't smell like shit. Poop. It smelled like
musk.
No, like a body fluid, but not in a bad way.
A body sweat? Fluid.
Yeah, it you know when you come.
Smell.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. For me,
it was tart.
No, it was clean. He was super clean. Mm. It just when you come, I guess you have like this different odor back there
in your butt.
Yes, and
you can come out of your butt.
No, yeah. I think and I just think that when a guy comes inside of you, just even in your vag, mm-hmm. even in your vagina, it's an odor.
Yeah, it's an odor.
It's not a stinky odor.
But back to this butt cum. People can come. Guys can come in their butt.
Yeah, my hand was wet when I took it out.
Wow.
And I loved it because I was like, but then I learned, like I was telling you, I started putting condoms in my hand. That's how you know how big a condom is. So you just put it in and you just fucking fuck them. And if you're having a bad day, you take it out on their ass too. So it's okay.
Wow. So guys like that a lot.
Nice. They do.
No matter what they say. See, and a lot of guys, have you ever took somebody's butt virginity?
No, I don't know. Mm. I don't think so. Mm. I never had blood in my hand.
But you question the guy's sexuality? You know what I mean? Like, after that, I'm just trying to
Yeah, of course. And you're like, oh my God, I think I'm dating a bisexual.
Does it matter?
You see, I wouldn't want to have the image of him fucking a guy, even though I'm okay with everybody fucking each other and who they want to do and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But I just don't want your pussy. I don't want their dick in my pussy and knowing he's shoving his dick with somebody else and not knowing if I might sound ignorant saying this, but I just think like that. I think like the 90s.
Right.
Like, are you wearing a condom? A lot of guys don't like wearing condoms. Mm-hmm. So I try
especially during anal sex.
I overthink when it comes
to sex. A lot of guys don't wear condoms during anal sex.
Yeah.
Because they feel like, okay, it's whatever.
Yeah. And I hear that all the time because even guys I try to hook up with, they're like, oh, then let's do anal and now wear a condom. Like, first mm-hmm. of all, we're not having ass sex. Mm-hmm. And second of all, you can still, you know, get transmitted disease back there.
Right.
It's actually still easier.
Because you bleed.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that why you wear a condom on your hand? Like, just in case you have like
just
a cut?
In case they have something going on back there. No, but also I just don't want that cum smell in my hand anymore.
Oh, good girl. Preventative measures.
I never knew guys come out there, but that's so interesting.
No, and that's girls where too. That's where their
G-spot
is.
But I mean, it's like actual cum coming
like
out of his butt.
Yeah.
What if he squirted? That's so disgusting.
Oh my gosh. I could never, yo.
I haven't fingered a guy in his butt, so I don't know what that's like at all.
Have you ever licked the butt?
No.
Really?
Well, I'm lying.
You have.
Like lightly, but not...
Special occasions.
I mean, I think guys like a lot of guys like getting fingers in their ass. They really
do clearly,
because
it.
It's a human thing. Like it's that one sexual organ we all have.
And what do you say when you're like fucking a guy in the ass?
You're not really saying anything.
What does Mary Jean say? Because I know you say something. What
curse kind of them out most likely. I'm like, you little shit. I knew you liked it back there. I was like, see, and then I'll just start talking. Like I talk during sex. I'm like, wait, like, wait, are you straight?
Are you okay? You said that while
are you straight?
I have asked because like,
during sex, though, that's a terrible time to ask somebody that.
Yeah, but they like get distracted right away. And they're like, they'll look at my boobs and forget about that I even said that.
Right.
Wow. Has anyone ever said something to you that just threw you off?
Yeah, and I stop. I'm like, wait, what?
Like, what would throw you off?
What was it?
I can't even think about something. Most likely I stopped one time, two times. I don't know. They might say something stupid.
Mm-hmm. Could you have sex with two guys at once?
I haven't done it yet, but I kind of do. Mm-hmm. But I'm too scared. I have morals when I have sex.
I fuck guys in the ass and I have morals when I have
sex. Dichotomy, yo.
He might not, but I have some morals, oh goddammit.
I don't want two dicks in my mouth, even though I know it's big enough for two dicks.
What about two small dicks? No. But you know what? That's weird because then their dicks are touching.
Yeah. Then they must like it in the ass too.
Let me smush your dicks together and put it in the ass.
That's the real test.
Let me rub them together.
Create fire.
Oh. All right, now I know you guys saw this video of August Alsina on stage and he was
groping the woman's chest.
Yeah. Do you think if you had a boyfriend, right, and August Alsina pulled you on stage and he like groped you up and everything, do you think that is that something you take into consideration or do you just let him do it?
Well, I feel like if my man is coming with me to an August Alsina concert.
I didn't say he was there.
Oh.
He saw it on social media.
Oh, damn, Playboy. You got to take the L because August is a sex icon and that's just a part of like his character. Now, if he like took me backstage and then you're seeing like more little secret Snapchats of me going into his hotel room.
No, you guys are just on stage, but he did, you know, grab your titties and everything.
I feel like I should probably stop it from happening. But once you go on stage, you're a part of the act.
Right.
You're a part of the entertainment. And you
what happens, happens.
Yeah, you got to give the fans what they want because they want to live vicariously through you as the
then if you
girl.
Stop him, you're like, oh, she's so whack.
Oh my gosh.
For me, I know that if that was to happen to me, if like a Trey Songz or a August Alsina was to put me on stage and grope me, I know that I am not going to be in a relationship.
Yeah, it's over.
After.
Especially with social media.
For one little night of fun.
Yeah.
On stage.
The type of guys that I deal with, they're never going to be okay with that.
Right.
It's just not going to work for them. Like, you're a hoe. You could have told him not to do that. Mm-hmm. But you let him. So I can't That's be your true. Man anymore.
Right. And you already know what you're getting yourself into when you raise your hand at an August Alsina
when you
concert.
You get pulled on stage.
Yeah.
It's about to go down.
Word up.
She wants to come.
You are right. You said she wants to come.
Yeah. No, I just, especially the type of guys that I like forget the last one that I was with. Just the type of guys that I like.
They're
like,
not having that.
They're very alpha. Like, oh, how could you let him touch you like that?
Mary Jean, what kind of guys do you like? If you had to describe your perfect guy.
I don't know. I don't think I have a type, a kind, or...
Mm-hmm. What
each
do you,
guy date
But what are you attracted to?
Teeth.
I like guys with teeth also.
I think having nice teeth is so important.
See, I like a little snaggle tooth.
You like snaggle tooth?
Yeah, like J. Cole, something like that. Nothing that's too extreme. But one, I just feel like it shows you're so comfortable in your skin.
So you know with the Denzel Washington teeth?
No, or like even like, you know how Kid Cudi got the veneers? And I was like...
Do you like grills?
It's cool. I don't like it when it becomes like a dependency. It's cool.
You
I don't
kiss
care
guy
for it either.
Good.
It doesn't make or break
either.
No.
But I hear that it makes your breath stink.
I don't know because I'm like, I've always wondered how is it like to kiss a guy with grills.
I don't think they kiss with them on, do they?
No. What do you think? They take them out?
Like Paul Wall was just here. He got a bunch in his mouth.
I don't think he takes them out.
No. I don't think he takes them out either.
Or like Wayne.
To kiss. Yeah, you think they take their grills out to That's kiss?
Like, you think his are permanent in his mouth?
If they eat with them, they kiss with them.
Wait, you can eat with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were like retainers.
Some people have permanent ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Because I know I got some done, like somebody did it for promo, somebody did it for me.
Yeah, they're not the ones that like pop out like that.
Yeah, they like pop out.
Yeah, some people have them like permanently like in.
And Paul Wall would have those.
I don't know. Well, you know, he has his grow business with TV Johnny. So I'm sure that part of it is that he is promoting that as well. But no, he probably changes his up all the time. Why, you like guys with grills?
It looks nice from far away, but I never seen it really up close. Or I try not to look at it because it's very distracting. Then I'm like, I don't know.
What kind of guys you like.
I really don't either.
Have you ever seen a penis that was so small you couldn't do it?
Oof. Oh, no, yeah. I just go with the flow. I'm like, hey, it's so big.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second.
I lie.
You lie?
It's and a
you
white
don't,
lie.
You don't think that he knows you're lying?
White lie.
No, because I get so excited. Funny. I'm like, hey.
You feel like it's a child.
Work is going to be easy tonight.
Right.
Well, no, every person I have sex with, I try to have some fun with them mm-hmm. because I already took myself
that far.
Yeah. And we must have spent already like maybe 3 hours at dinner, whatever we did, you know. It's not everyone I have sex with. So when I do and they have a small penis, I'm like, fuck.
Okay. Yeah. Right. How many guys do you think you slept with?
I don't know, a lot.
You think, could you remember, we were talking about this earlier. Can you remember everybody's name?
No, I block everybody's name.
Why?
Because it must have been something that I didn't like about that person that never made me want to call them again or vice versa. So, mm-hmm. you know, I just forget about it.
Steph, yeah. you remember everybody's name you had sex with?
Yes, I do remember. Unfortunately, I do remember every single person I've had sex with.
Damn. She's really miserable
you
today.
You took me back.
I can't wait till Stephanie Dunn cheers up. She's right. Listen, she's no, fine
I
right
mean,
now.
I mean, for the most part, I've been very attracted to every guy that I've been with. And I would say 8 out of 10 were
8 out of 10.
Good experiences. But then there's those two.
That's high.
Yeah, that's what 80%. I mean.
That's a good ratio.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm fortunate. I think I'm lucky.
Is there anybody that you deny?
Yes. Yes. Yes, there is a few. There is a guy or two out there that'll be like, oh, I was with Stephanie. I'll be like, you're lying.
You're lying.
Lie to their face.
Right.
You are a liar.
Why are you lying?
Imagine.
Why are you always lying?
Why always lying?
Exactly. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Tracy, are there guys that you lie about that you would never admit to?
I think so, but I would have to because it was like continuous. But every person that I've been with, honestly, I've had a good enough connection with them where I wouldn't feel like opposite of proud to kind of claim them for that moment. You know what I mean? So for better or for worse, I know everyone's names that I've been with, but that doesn't necessarily mean that even if you're not a bad guy, it doesn't mean that you were the right guy. Okay. So there's guys I still freaking regret because I shouldn't have loaned my body to you.
I shouldn't have loaned my
right.
body.
I understand.
Yeah.
Mary, you know, there are guys you lie about that say, oh yeah, you not fucked her. And you're like, no, you didn't. But you know, he did.
No, but the blowjob. Yeah. Like someone I might've sucked going to AC or going somewhere or something stupid and they're like, oh, she gave me a blowjob. I'm like, no, I didn't.
Liar.
Such a liar.
Lie about that.
And you can only lie with like strangers. Like I've had sex with all of my friends, not all of them. Hey. But they've all been friends. So like I just couldn't. But if it was like a random guy from like Minnesota and he's visiting New York and he sees me and all of a sudden just
right. wants to Minnesota.
To, right. Like just start right. this entire campaign of, oh, I slept with Chase, it'd be like, bruh, come on. I met your boyfriend. Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Like there's a guy in Denver. He's like so proud to have sex with me. And I'm like, he's a liar. He's like a little kid. Why would I ever sleep with him? He's like 2 years younger than me.
But you did?
I definitely did.
Well, now everybody knows that he's lying.
It happens.
Why? No, but there's somebody else in Denver we could be talking about that I did have sex with that I don't lie about.
Damn, how much you be in Denver?
There's a football team over there.
Okay.
Peyton Manning was playing there and I really like watching him play.
She's so stupid.
So I'll this take girl. My chances to all go.
Right. All right. Well, Mary Jean, let people know where they can check you out.
They can follow me on Twitter on XO Mary Jean XO and Instagram Mary Jean 3X's.
And you're single, right?
Yeah, not ready to mingle.
But how can somebody take you out? What gets your attention? Just, you know, for all the thirst buckets.
I don't know. They should figure it out.
Presents?
I really don't know.
He's like, I don't know what gets my attention.
Take a shower. Teeth.
Yeah.
Just everybody just send her pictures of your teeth. And we're going to pick the best. We're going to pick the best teeth. About teeth. We're going to pick the best teeth. And then you can send Tracy your snaggle teeth.
Yes, dude. It's so cute.
Okay. A lot of snaggle teeth.
I love teeth. Perfect teeth are the way to go. Even if they're not going to be really perfect, make them white.
Yeah, white. And not to say that I prefer one than the other, but it's not a deal breaker.
She loves when teeth like grow on top of each other.
Yeah. Just have all these like mountains popping off in your mouth.
But Tracy G, where can people find you?
On Twitter, on Instagram at it's Tracy G, ITSTRACYG, and visit she'sbeautyandthebeast.com.
Okay.
Oh, and Sway in the Morning. Oh, on yeah. Street 45.
Let's not forget Sway. Sway is like an undercover freak, but he be friendly. I see
no
you, Sway.
Comment.
All right, now, Stephanie, we know where to find you, but go ahead.
You can find me on lip service, on Angela Yee's lip service. Download, subscribe, listen on SoundCloud.
Stephanie_Santiago.
Oh, yeah. And I'm on Instagram, Stephanie_Santiago. I'm a video vixen.
Hold on. You haven't done a video in a minute, though.
I haven't done a video in a year.
She's a lazy video vixen. We have a lazy video vixen, a lazy porn star, and someone who likes snaggle teeth.
My thing with being a video vixen is I'm only going to do it for the major artists. You know, like, you can't go from first class to coach. You don't go from Kanye West to I'm not gonna
right gets diss. A little tricky right there.
Yeah. Who, but you know who you are. I'm not going from Kanye's video to your video, okay?
Homeboy on the A-train.
Exactly. No.
All right, ladies. Well, that was Lip Service. We'll be back next week. Mary Jean, thank you so much for coming and joining us. And thank you Tracy G, for guest co-hosting with us today. And of course, my girl Stephanie.
Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I was late today.
Yeah, no more Xanax for you, okay?
I can never do Xanax again. I'm in like a whole different planet now.
Oh, God. Sounds like fun.